Tonight on the Worldview Report, we have new information that shows that the main professional organization of obstetricians and gynecologists in the United States accepted more than $11 million in taxpayer money to promote the COVID shots and claim that they're safe for pregnant women and their unborn children. British doctors want to remove a 19-year-old critically ill woman from life support despite her objections and those of her parents. She is fully conscious and communicating with those around her. We'll shine a light on the dark side of socialized medicine. Forecasters estimate 50,000 U.S. stores will close by the end of 2027 because of expected cutbacks in consumer spending, tighter credit, and the continued shift to e-commerce. Pharmacists continue to refuse to fill doctor-prescribed ivermectin for patients despite the recent legal victories in the courtroom. And Canada approves the sale of fake meat and dairy products made from fungus. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. Documents obtained through Freedom of Information Act requests reveal that the main professional organization of obstetricians and gynecologists in the United States accepted over $11 million in taxpayer money to promote the COVID shots and claim that they are safe for pregnant women and their unborn children. This is according to fetal maternal medicine specialist and a good friend of mine, Dr. James Thorpe, who conducted an investigation into the massive damage that the mRNA genetic altering COVID so-called vaccines are doing to women, especially to those who are pregnant and to their unborn children. In an interview with COVID-19 vaccine expert and big pharma critic, Dr. Naomi Wolf, Thorpe laid out how the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Department of Health and Human Services created what he called a covenant of death. He did this with the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, which is the largest professional organization for OBGYNs in the United States and the rest of Americas, in exchange for $11 million. Thorpe, well, he stated the following, quote, "What's in this covenant of death? They took well over $11 million. They signed the covenant with death, and they're not allowed to deviate one iota from the lethal narrative of HHS. If they do, they will be liable for paying back every single penny which they've already pocketed," end quote. Well, Thorpe and Wolf noted that the contract uncovered by this Freedom of Information Act request provides for the return of the money to the HHS if the OCOG did not adhere to the, quote, "safe and effective for pregnant women and new moms" script presented to them, end quote, of course, by the federal government. He added that OCOG is not the only professional medical association to have accepted money from the government. Other recipients of government funding in exchange for promoting the COVID-19 vaccines include the American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology and the Society for Maternal Fetal Medicine. Quote, "These organizations, to this day, are the evil organizations that perpetrated this crime on the world," end quote. So said Dr. James Thorpe. According to Thorpe, there are about 300 major organizations and influencers, including religious institutions like synagogues and churches, that accepted money from the HHS and the CDC in a psychops campaign, he said. to, quote, convince the United States and the entire world that this deadly shot was safe, effective, and necessary in the most vulnerable population, pregnant women, end quote. Constitutional attorney Jonathan Turley reports that British doctors are seeking to remove a 19-year-old critically ill female patient from intensive care, despite her objections and those of her parents. Unlike most such cases, the woman known only as ST is conscious and communicative. Yet the doctors argue that she is not being realistic about her chances of survival from a rare disorder. Now, a British court has agreed and ordered that she can be placed on end-of-life care against her will. ST, well, she's suffering from a rare genetic disease that is progressively degenerative. The case, well, it has a lot of similarities to that of Charlie Gard, an infant who was removed from life support at the insistence of doctors, despite objections from the parents. The Gard family, well, they were seeking to take Charlie to the United States for experimental treatment. ST, well, she's been in the ICU for the past year, requiring a ventilator and a feeding tube. She also requires regular dialysis due to chronic kidney damage from her disease. She wants to be allowed to travel to Canada for an experimental treatment, but the doctors oppose the plan and say that she's not accepting the realities of her terminal illness. They say that she is, quote, actively dying, end quote, without any hope of resuming life outside of intensive care. Her deeply religious family, well, they've spent their entire life savings on her care and complained that a, quote, transparency order, end quote, requested by the hospital barred their ability to give details on the case to help raise public funds. What is so remarkable about this case is that it is not an infant or a comatose patient. The court found that ST, quote, is able to communicate reasonably well with her doctors with assistance from her mother and, on occasion, speech therapist, end quote. Moreover, two psychiatrists testified that she is mentally competent to make decisions about her own care. Nevertheless, the judge found that she is mentally incapable of making decisions for herself because, quote, she does not believe the information she has been given by her doctors, end quote. You guys realize how scary this is? So if you now do not believe what your doctor tells you, is a court going to say you're mentally incapable of making decisions for yourself? Very dangerous precedent. A high school football game in Pennsylvania was suspended Friday night after a quarterback collapsed on the field and was rushed to the hospital. During a game between Carnes City High School and Red Bank Valley High School in Butler County, Ohio, Carnes City quarterback Mason Martin staggered onto the field, which caught the eye of the referee, Mike Vasbiner. As Outkick.com reported, the referee asked Martin if he was in stable condition, and the player replied in the negative. That is when the referee knew something was seriously amiss. Quote, I asked to talk to him, and when I asked if he was all right, he told me no. So that's when I knew something was wrong, end quote. Martin then collapsed on the football field. Players from both teams responded by gathering on the field in prayer as Martin received emergency attention. The player was in dire condition, and it was such that a helicopter was needed to rush him to the Presbyterian Hospital in Pittsburgh. That's according to Fox News. The game was called off in the third quarter. Martin's family told KDKA that the boy suffered a, quote, significant brain bleed, as well as a collapsed lung, end quote. Watch this.
A Carnes City High School quarterback remains hospitalized after he was airlifted from Friday night's game. Last night, family and friends gathered outside the hospital to pray for him. Our Chris DeRose joins us with more on how the community is coming together for the loved athlete. Good morning, Chris.
Morning. Yeah, the Carnes City High School community, they are really rallying behind Mason Martin after he was airlifted from a Friday night football game to UPMC Presbyterian. And last night, dozens of folks showed up to send him love and well wishes. Now, on Saturday night, like I said, dozens of family, friends, and supporters came out to Presbyterian Hospital in Oakland to send Mason Martin prayers and love. The Carnes City High School quarterback was hit during a Friday night football game with Red Bank Valley. Shortly after the hit, he was seen staggering, and when play was stopped, it was quickly determined he needed medical attention, and that's when he was airlifted to the hospital in critical condition. Martin is suffering from a significant brain bleed along with a collapsed lung and is fighting now for his life. Many who showed up last night were emotional and spoke of Martin's selflessness.
He was worried about everybody and not himself. So if he could do anything to protect his team, that was what he was going to do.
On top of Martin's recovery, his mother is battling stage 4 breast cancer. But friends say that this family is resilient and they haven't shown any weakness in this struggle. Everyone is praying for Martin's recovery and hoping that he will be back in school and back playing football, a game he loves, sometime very soon. Now, the Carnes City superintendent said that he wants prayers, of course, for the family. But he also said that come Tuesday, there will be counselors available to students and staff who are returning to school. We've got more on this story on our website, KDKA.com. But for now, reporting in downtown Pittsburgh, Chris DeRose, KDKA TV News.
The prognosis for Martin is worrisome, so says Penn Live. They said that the player, quote, remains in critical condition with little change over the last 36 hours, end quote. Martin's family said they need a miracle and called for others to pray. As a new COVID variant causes more and more cases in the U.S., some experts are questioning if it's time to mask up again, while the mainstream corporate media is rolling out Dr. Anthony Fauci to plead the case for the remasking of America. Fauci knows masks don't work. He knows they don't work in stopping any virus, but his message is wear them anyway. Why? Well, because he said so. According to a recent poll from Gallup, public confidence in the U.S. healthcare system dropped from 44% last year to 34% this year, making experts question how many people would actually comply if masks were recommended again. Dr. Fauci, the former director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, told CNN, quote, I am concerned that people will not abide by recommendations, end quote. Then Fauci added, quote, the CDC doesn't mandate anything. If they recommend that people wear masks, I would hope that they abide by the recommendation and take into account the risk to themselves and to their families, end quote. However, Oxford epidemiologist Tom Jefferson said to the New York Times, the conclusions on the efficacy of masks for reducing the spread of COVID were unambiguous. Jefferson said, quote, there is just no evidence that masks make any difference, full stop, end quote. And when asked about the effectiveness of N95 masks, Jefferson said, quote, makes no difference, none of it, end quote. N95 masks, well, they not only don't stop the spread of viruses, they actually contain toxic cancer-causing fibers. That's according to studies recently released. And regarding the policymakers that impose mask mandates, Jefferson said, quote, they were convinced by non-randomized studies, flawed observational studies, end quote. But let's be clear. Even Jefferson doesn't seem to fully get it. It's not that these monsters were convinced by flawed studies about the value of mask wearing. This isn't about protecting public health. It's about a media narrative that requires absolute obedience and 100% conformity. Conformity to a tyrannical groupthink backed by the brute power of the almighty state. And as long as we comply, we are giving our tacit approval of their tyranny over us. This will not make them back off, folks, complying. This will only embolden the tyrants to take their tyranny to another, even more sinister level. So forewarned. Forbes reports that analysts at investment bank UBS are forecasting that some 50,000 U.S. stores are likely to close by the end of 2027 because of expected cutbacks in consumer spending, tighter credit, and the continued shift to e-commerce. Store closings, well, they could accelerate to 70,000 to 90,000 if retail sales turn out to be weaker than expected. That's according to UBS. The United States, well, we gained stores in 2021, adding a net total of about 11,000 new stores. Last year, the country returned to the previous pattern of shrinking store counts with 1,500 store closings as of the third quarter of 2022, again, according to UBS. The pace of store closings has already accelerated this year, according to UBS, with small chains and mom-and-pop stores being most at risk in the current economy. As of 2020, more than half of retail stores were operated by companies with fewer than 20 employees, and 68% of stores were operated by chains with less than 500 employees. The store closing forecast is based on the assumption by UBS analysts that e-commerce penetration will increase from 20% currently to 26% by 2027. UBS calculates that every 100 basis point increase in online percentage of sales triggers about 8,000 store closings. Banks, well, they're showing they are less willing to make consumer installment loans, which will hurt consumers' ability to spend. UBS also expects there will be less capital available to allow entrepreneurs to open new stores. We'll be right back after this break.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Welcome back. Before we continue, let me remind you we're brought to you by you. You make this program possible. We are a listener-supported program. Unlike PBS, National Public Television Radio, we don't give government money. We don't get government money. We don't get taxpayer money. We're funded by you voluntarily. So would you please consider voluntarily supporting what we're doing through our WVW Foundation? Our foundation exists to help us push out Christian worldview programming, to help people understand the times and know how God would have us to respond. You can make a contribution now online at WVWFoundation.com. You can also set up an automatic monthly contribution there, and we are looking for more regular monthly contributors. So please consider making a contribution. $5, $10, $15, $20 a month, whatever you can do, please consider setting up an automatic monthly contribution now at WVWFoundation.com. If you prefer to support us through the mail, you will find our mailing address there as well. And you can also use our phone number if you prefer to make a contribution over the phone. Our number is 901-825-0652, 901-825-0652. Thank you so much for your support. And then also let me remind you about QUXNOW.com, QUXNOW.com. This is the conservative alternative to Roku. The operators of this company contacted me, and they said, we'd like to add your content, Brandon. We like what you do. We agree with what you do. In fact, I've interviewed one of their operators, Millie Weaver, many times. And so they said, please come join us. We will not censor you. We will not cancel you. And here's the other thing, folks. They will not track your data and sell it. They won't track your data and sell it. You get privacy. So we're happy to now be streaming our entire program of network broadcast on QUXNOW.com. If you'd like to get one of these little boxes, hook it to your flat screen television with an HDMI cord, then hook it to your wireless router. You can be streaming all of my content live. And if you use the code WVW on checkout, they'll take off $25. So again, QUXNOW.com for more information or to go ahead and get your box sent to you. But again, if you use the code WVW, they'll take $25 off of the price of the box. There's a lot of networks joining. Conservative, and conservative Christian networks joining the alternative to Roku. Hope you'll check that out and start streaming us right on your flat screen television. Now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. It's been 7 months since the so-called controlled burn occurred of the derailed Norfolk Southern rail cars in East Palestine, Ohio. Well, now, an independent chemical testing company, they have shown that there are dangerous levels of dioxins throughout the town. In fact, total dioxins have been measured at 2.5 parts per billion. There is no safe level of dioxins to have in your home or in your soil. But 2.5 parts per billion is considered extremely high. An entire town in Missouri, well, they were evacuated in 1983 for a similar level of dioxins. But in East Palestine, there's been no testing done by the EPA at residential homes, and there's no sense of urgency to do anything about the serious health problems. Did you know that dioxins are some of the most carcinogenic compounds in the world, meaning cancer-causing? Let me put it in perspective. Here's a report from News Nation reporter Rich McHuff. The video on the city's plight, well, it was filed by The Hill. Watch this.
Over 7 months since a controlled rail car burn sent toxic chemical plumes into the air in East Palestine, Ohio, chemical testing is showing dangerous levels of toxins still remain throughout the town. According to News Nation, independent testing expert Scott Smith told News Nation the total dioxins in a recent soil sample were present at 2.5 parts per billion.
News Nation reporter Rich McHugh, who has been on the ground reporting in East Palestine, traveled to a Missouri town where a similar disaster occurred 40 years ago, leaving the area a ghost town. Let's take a look.
To put dioxin levels of 2.5 parts per billion in context, we traveled 630 miles away to Times Beach, Missouri.
This is what used to be Times Beach. This is old Highway 66.
Right here.
This was a liquor store and a tavern.
Marilyn Leisner was the last mayor of Times Beach.
They told us on December 23rd, 1982, that if we were in our homes to leave and if we were out not to come back.
In the 1970s, the roads of Times Beach were sprayed with oil to contain the dust, but they were contaminated by dioxin. 10 years later, the EPA and the CDC found the dioxins in the soil there. Quote, of 255 samples, levels of dioxin in a few yards and in one home show levels greater than one part per billion and less than five parts per billion. The government permanently relocated every resident, bought all the properties after the CDC advised it was necessary because, quote, the hazard posed by dioxin contamination is a continuing threat to health of citizens in the community.
News Nation reporter Rich McHugh joins us now to discuss. Rich, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with, what are the potential health effects of this level of dioxin, and why haven't these people been evacuated given this comparison that's been made to Times Beach?
It's a good question. I'm not sure we actually know the health effects. We know that dioxins are carcinogens. They're some of the most carcinogenic compounds on the planet. There's many of them, so there's a scale of which ones are more harmful, but they are certainly, there's no safe level. That's what I've been told by experts. There's no safe level of dioxins to have in your home or your soil. The EPA set certain standards. But this town has had, when I read that this town was evacuated with this similar range, one part per billion to five parts per billion, and then when this independent testing came back showing that this woman, Shelby Walker's soil, tested at 2.5 parts per billion, it's all numbers, but when you actually compare those to Times Beach, it's the same. And so to me, it was shocking and to realize that there's this entire town sitting here, East Palestine, Ohio, and they still haven't even tested in these residents' homes or in their property. This is independent testing. The EPA won't test. You know, these people are asking to have their homes and their soil tested, and they will not test.
So it sounds like with the similar amount of dioxins being found in the soil in East Palestine, Ohio, to the Missouri town you visited, there might be a similar scenario necessary in the future where East Palestine is evacuated or the people are forced to relocate. Did any of the Missouri residents explain what that process was like?
Well, it's very interesting. I don't want to be alarmist and say this is definitely the same scenario. I'm saying it's a possible scenario, and I think that's what everybody would also say. The Times Beach residents, you know, it's hard to find people who are still alive. The woman I spoke with, Marilyn Lesner, she was the last mayor. She said most of her family came down with illnesses. Many have since gone. The reporters that even covered it are now since deceased. And so there is definitely a comparison. She herself said, look, if this is happening in East Palestine, these residents should be evacuated. And that's what she's been watching this from Times Beach, Missouri, and just ultimately concerned about it.
It's very disturbing. It sounds like a similar health outcomes potentially to the first responders on 9/11. Rich, where is the government response here? Why is the EPA not going out and testing? Where is Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg? I mean, it seems like everyone has just forgotten about East Palestine.
That's exactly right. And so here's where it currently stands. Recently in July, Governor Mike DeWine of Ohio declared the area a disaster. It was right up into a deadline, and he finally said, okay, this is a disaster area. So then it heads to President Biden's desk. That's where it currently stands. If President Biden were to sign an emergency declaration, that would bring in federal support, FEMA. But that hasn't happened yet, and that's what the residents of East Palestine are begging for, literally begging for. They're saying, look, right now you have a town that is under the control of the villain here, which is Norfolk Southern, the train operator. And that shouldn't be. We shouldn't have to go to Norfolk Southern for help. We should be able to go to FEMA. We should be able to have our homes tested. Right now, the EPA will not test their homes because they're saying we've tested in 147 locations for dioxins around East Palestine, and those readings tell us they're fine. The townspeople are saying, look, they don't want to find this because once they find it, it's a massive problem that they're not going to be able to contain. And so you have this stalemate, and that's why they're begging for federal help, and they really, truly need it.
So, while everyone is talking about how the Hawaiian island of Maui has been abandoned by the U.S. government, let's not forget about East Palestine. This is a pattern under the Biden regime. Don't forget this. First, East Palestine, then Maui. So, prepare now for when disaster may strike your community, because guess what? You can't count on the government. But then again, how long have we been telling you this? Which is one reason why we've been telling people for years they should consider the resources we have at WVWTVstore.com, because the government is not going to help you in a crisis. More than likely, the government will have created the crisis. And if not, they will take the crisis that occurred and they will exploit it to their advantage. So sadly, we're on our own. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for watching and for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. One way you can do that, well, there's actually a few ways. One is by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. There's a lot of sales going on there. Some new sales, some brand new sales in the last week or so. So you might want to check those out at MyPillow.com and use the promo code so you get savings and we get credit, B66. Then you can go to WVWTVStore.com, WVWTVStore.com, and you'll find all kinds of emergency supplies. Emergency freeze-dried food that tastes very good, has a 25-year shelf life. And then you'll find emergency supplies like potassium iodine to protect your thyroid in the event of a nuclear event. You'll find seeds, heirloom seeds, 20 variety of seeds for planting a garden and then being able to replant a garden because of the heirloom seeds. You'll find indoor stoves, outdoor stoves, medical bags, sutures, water filters, WVWTVStore.com. You can also use our phone number and place an order over the phone, 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. And then, of course, WVWFoundation.com. We appreciate your support with a contribution of any size. Hey, by the way, don't forget about our 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. It's filling fast. And speakers live in person in the building for you to go up and visit with, shake their hand, get your picture with them, talk to them, ask them questions. That's one of the great things about our conference is we make our speakers available to you to get to know them, to visit with them, to fellowship with them. And those speakers live in person will include people like General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Dr. Peter McCullough, Rebecca Walzer, Todd Benzman, Alex Newman, Dr. Andy Woods, Colonel John Mills. What a lineup. Full details and to secure tickets available at WVWTVStore.com. Starts on October 20th, Friday night, October 20th. The concert banquet on Thursday night is option. And then the luncheon on Saturday is optional. All the details are at WVWTVStore.com. Well, till next time, I'm Brandon House. Thanks for watching. May God save America. Take care.